Morning. We're continuing Chayodim Klal Mem, and we were looking at Simen Yudalet. So now the Chayodim comes out of this Peshara, and he says sometimes you're going to wash during the middle of the meal with a bracha, sometimes without a bracha. In a case where a person did something which is clearly matunaf, etc., without any doubt, so he's mechuyev to wash with a bracha, assuming that he plans to eat bread from that point onwards, and the amount of bread would be a kebeya. If, however, he touches makam as mechusim, or he's kechek barashoy, or even if he's just mashed in mayim, so he washes again without a bracha. And the Bir Halacha supports this chilek. Now, the poskim quote from the Marshal. The Mashal disagrees with this. The Mashal says there's no din making a bracha on these type of washings during the Emsa Suda. Chazar Makai, a bracha one time at the beginning of the meal, and that's it. Many poskim disagree with the Mashal, but the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, the Shulchan Aruch Rav, and others paskan halacha l'maisa. One should be cautious for the opinion of the Marshal and wash, even though one would wash again, one would wash again without a bracha. And that's become the minhag by many, many people, that we wash again b'am sasura, but without a bracha. To understand the machlokes a little bit, it seems it goes back to the issue of why are we washing for the meal. The Marshal understands that just something which is just an issue of tinuf would not be mechayev in a tila with a bracha. And that which we were mechayev in a tila beforehand is because we're concerned that since Yadayim Haskalah Yasein, a person's hands, who knows what a person's touching, his hands moving around without him realizing. So Yadayim Haskalah Yasein leaves you with the possibility that he touched something which might be an issue of tumah. So because of the issue of srach truma, like we mentioned, we're all the way at the beginning of the halachas of Matilas Yadayim, the issue of srach truma, since a person who would be eating truma would have to be makbid on issues of tuma from his hands. So, because of that, they instituted for chulin some element parallel and similar to that. But an issue just of tinuf alone, according to that opinion, one would not have to wash one's hands at all, except for cleanliness, and not with the halachas and Matilas Yadayim, all of the different pratim of how to do Matilas Yadayim. The other opinion said that Me'ikrit Dekana was because of the issue of the Yadayim Haskalah Yasein, and therefore there's elements of tinuf on the hands, etc. So if that's the reason, it stands to reason that during the meal, if his hands are clearly matunuf again, one would have to wash again with a bracha. If the reason is because of Sarach Shuma, and now I know my hands have not had anything which is a halachas tuma concept since the beginning of the meal, so I would not be mechuyev to wash at all, except just to clean my hands, but not with the halachas of Matilas Yadayim. So the Marshal seems to support this understanding that the main reason why we mechuyev to wash is not because of tinuf, but because of srach truma, which creates an issue of touching tuma. And since we discussed then that it's not clear which one is the correct opinion, so assuming that we're going to be cautious for that opinion, so one would wash again during the meal because of the issue of tinuf, but without a bracha, because of the issue of, could be the ikar reason why one washes is for srach truma, which is a halacha in tuma, and these issues are not a halacha of tuma at all. The Chayotim seems to be saying that we're going to support the issue of washing because of tinuf. So these are clearly issues of tinuf, and therefore one would wash with a bracha. That would be the simple understanding. But we're going to see that the Chayotim does talk about at the end of this klal, issues which are clearly only a halacha of tuma, just tuma, not tinuf at all, and that one has to wash because of that as well. So the Chayyim seems to understand that each one of these halachas requirements of what is accepted independently, And each one of them would be a source of halacha of netilah, whether it's an issue of tumah or an issue of tinuf. Each one independently can be a source of halacha of washing. So halacha lamaisa, the minhag ha'olam is not to say a bracha, even if one uses the bathroom in the middle of the meal, even if one uses the bathroom for gedolim, to defecate, which according to the Mishabura, one should wash with a bracha. And the minhag ha'olam is to wash without a bracha, wash with the halachas of netilas adayim without a bracha. And again, I want to point out, even if you follow the Mishabura, this is only relevant if one can plan to continue to eat pas, the share of a kabeya. If a person does not plan to eat pas, the share of a kabeya, according to everybody, a person will not have to wash with a bracha. The Chazanish, at the other end of the spectrum, says that one washes with a bracha even for touching mekamos mechusim. And Benjamin, we're going to talk about one more point along these lines in the following shir. Meanwhile, have a good day.